Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kyoto veterinarian Dr. Jay Swanstrom about taking care of your livestock in the summer heat.
The livestock are really no different than humans. As long as you can get into shade and have the air movement and not being strenuous, they can handle it okay as long as they got some air movement. It's when the humidity gets really high, the temperature gets high, and there's no air movement, so they can't sweat and cool their body down, is when it gets really life-threatening.
It doesn't really seem like humidity has been a real issue, or the humidity hasn't been high
yet. Yeah, no, humidity, that's one of the things is, I mean, when you go out there and you feel, you know, the sweat's just wringing out of your shirt, it doesn't evaporate. That's when the humidity is really high. Humidity, your sweat doesn't evaporate, so it just sits on you, and you just keep getting hotter and hotter. Same with our livestock. I mean, if the air can't cool them down, I guess pigs don't really sweat, but they got a misters or where the air is moving over them, they can get some evaporating cooling anyway.
A large amount of humidity like that, how can that affect animals? Does that typically result in a heat stroke?
That's usually where it gets to, is where their core body temperature gets too high and they can't get cooled off anymore. Really, like I say, we haven't seen that condition yet this year. It's been manageable. Like I say, we haven't been working. You don't go out there and try to do working your animals during the middle of the afternoon or even late morning, because by then the heat's already is starting to get up there.
And is there a typical month or time of year in which the humidity?
Late July, early August. Our humidity a lot of time is up there that high because of the humidity from our crops that are growing around. You know, right now our crops are really small, so they don't have a lot of evaporation coming off our corn plants.
In your experience in Kyoto and over the past few years, has the heat or humidity, has it been a big factor in any sort of fatalities for animals, any sort of real significant problems?
In the past, it has been. Like I say, so far this year, this heat wave has only been going on now basically 4 or 5 days, and it's been getting warmer and warmer and warmer. I have not seen any fatalities from this. I have in the past in some of our livestock, you know, have seen fatalities because of the heat. This year, right now in this heat wave, no, I haven't seen any.
What are some signs to look out for in livestock to tell if...
Livestock or your pets, if they just are sitting there panting, you know, uncontrollably, just basically not even... Because they're trying to... A lot of times they'll have their head in the drinking water. They should always have plenty of water in front of them. That's one way they actually dissipate the heat, by drinking cool water.
What are some other ways to help dissipate or alleviate the heat, other ways that you mentioned?
Well, you could actually use some evaporated cooling. Actually, one of the first ways, I'll definitely get in the shade, have air movement over them, and that's basically all our hog buildings are, almost all our hogs are raised in the shade, you know, in a building now, so they got some, they're in the built, you know, so they got the shade of the building, and they all have fans moving air through there. In cattle, they need to be able to get to some shade trees or buildings or something that's got air moving through them so they can cool off. Now, after that, if they can get the access to good, I mean, they need good drinking water all the time, but if they could have access to ponds or something where they can go stand and they'll cool their bodies off with that.
And what's the best thing to do once an animal has had a heat stroke, really?
You get them into, protect them from the sun, protect them from getting more overheated, and then you just try to get some air movement on them and try to get cool their extremities. You don't want to cool their chest or their head too rapidly because that could cause a problem. But if you cool their legs with either wet, damp cool towels, sometimes alcohol rubs will help evaporate get cool them down too. On their extremities, don't put it on their heads or their chests. That could cause some problems. You try to cool the extremities first, and then, you know, bring their body temperature down. Don't drop them right into cold water.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with veterinarian Dr. Jay Swanstrom. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.